Well, hey, LifePoint DriveCast listeners, thanks so much for joining today. My name is Paul Pretty, and I'm the student college and young adult pastor at our LifePoint Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we wrapped up our series Under the Hood as we've been walking through 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And hopefully it's been a transformative and a powerful series for you that we would walk in the newness of life that Jesus has given us. And this past Sunday, I really focused in on verses 18, 19, and 20. And within verses 18 and 19, what Paul is saying is that God, through Christ, has reconciled the world to himself. When Jesus took the penalty and the payment for sin, what that did was it gave all who believe in Jesus really a right relationship with God. They went from enemies with God to family with God through Jesus. And what Paul says then is that God has given he and his companions, which is Paul and Timothy and Silas, and by extension us as well, this ministry of reconciliation. That is the service and the work of, as the end of verse 19 says, really delivering the message of reconciliation, which is what I already said. Verse 18, that is that God is reconciling the world to himself through Christ, not counting our sins against us, but really Jesus paid for those. And so it's a little bit circular, a little bit confusing sounding, but the main point is that we are ministers. We are to serve God and others by delivering the message of reconciliation. And I was thinking this over, and I increasingly became convicted over this word reconciled. Because in the word reconciled, to be reconciled, there's the assumption, maybe this is the most Captain Obvious statement of all time, but there's the assumption, the operating assumption, that people need to be reconciled to God. And we know that, of course, to be true. And as the more I was thinking about that, the more I realized I don't think about that enough as I should. And I was reading through John, the Gospel of John recently, and John 3:16 says, you know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And that is so familiar to me, so familiar to all of us. And when I think about my own salvation, I rejoice over what God has saved me from, that he pulled me out of the pit of sin, and he gave me new life and new purpose and a new mission. And that's incredible. But far too often, I stop at John 3:16, and I don't look at John 17 and 18. Maybe the same is true for you. John 3:17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn it. Sin condemned the world. Jesus came into the world to save the world. And the more we remember that, I think the more we're going to do what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, and that is to be ambassadors of Christ, urging people to be reconciled to God. But again, I don't think we think about this as much as we should, and therefore we don't bring the gospel into people's lives as ambassadors with the tenacity and the endurance and the doing whatever we have to do to deliver this message of reconciliation so that people would be saved. I really think this was really the motivation, right, for Paul in his incredible ministry. He says just that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Paul says, therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Look, there's two types of people in the world, those who know Jesus and are saved, and those who don't know Jesus and need to be saved, right? And I think far too often we forget that those are the two categories, and therefore we aren't as urgent as we should be with our message of reconciliation. We are God's plan A to bring people into the kingdom. Again, we don't have the power, but we are the vessels. For whatever reason, God has entrusted us with that mission. And that's a weighty responsibility. And for me, the more I consider the reality of hell, and Jesus talks about hell more than anybody else in the Bible, the more I consider that reality, the more it urges me to step into the uncomfortable discussion. I want to be careful in that too, because I'm not saying that that needs to be the first thing that we say. I'm not saying that we need to make signs and go picketing on the streets, because look, people don't go to heaven because they're scared of hell. People go to heaven because they love Jesus. And the love of God is at the very core of the ministry and the message of reconciliation, right? That in incredible love for us, God sent Jesus. In incredible love for us, Jesus endured the wrath of God for sin. So love is at the core of the gospel. And at the same time, the reality of hell and that people who don't believe in Jesus are condemned already, the reality of that should motivate us and inspire us. Really to do whatever we have to do to reach the lost. And so that's really what we talked about on Sunday. And so I hope there's an application point for you in this, that you would see yourself as an ambassador for Christ, that you would see those around you and realize that they need Jesus and that you may be the person in their life who needs to share Jesus with them. And you need to look in God's word, be surrounded in community to know how to do that well. But let's be motivated and inspired by the fact that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in mid-Ohio, they don't know Jesus and they need to. So I want to take time to pray for you first, and then I want to give you some space and time to pray as well. And so I just want to thank you again for being a part of the LifePoint Drivecast, and we'll hope you join us again tomorrow. So I'm going to pray and then you can pray as well. Father, thank you for your word that guides us and directs us. God, I pray that you would stir in my own heart and in the hearts of anyone listening to this, that the reality is that the world is condemned already. That's what sin does. But Jesus came into the world to save the world, not to condemn it. And so, God, we bear that message. We bring that message into people's lives, that Jesus is the Savior of the world, and that only through him does someone attain salvation, is someone brought from enmity with God to family with God through you, Jesus. And so, Father, stir in us a desire to make that message known. Father, help us do whatever it takes to reach the lost in our families, in our workplace, wherever we are. Help us be ambassadors who represent Christ and bring the message of reconciliation. It's in Jesus' name. Now I pray these things.